Dear Shooter, if you could have anything for Christmas, what would that be? And what about your New Year's resolution? Let's leave this crazy year behind, or at least until Jason Squared fall down that deep, dark chimney.
It's not about protecting the stupid. It's just, it is what it is.
I don't know if you know this, but I'm a self-identifying llama. And it's because I have a quick temper and I like to spit.
You are not safe, and you are not sacred, and you're both liars.
We're talking about firearms, y'all.
Keep it clean.
I can hide one under there.
One what? I don't want to know.
I look like I got ran over by a paint truck on the way to Sherwin-Williams and then backed over by the short bus.
You know, let's talk about the modern trends in transsexual transitions.
Welcome to the Dear Shooter podcast. Dear Shooter is brought to you by WyoTech, empowerment through self-reliance, and by Lucid Optics, on target, under budget.
Just because we like to go down rabbit holes doesn't mean we're going to fall down the chimney.
I'm less concerned about falling and more concerned about being called square.
Square? It's better than round, right?
I don't know. Is it?
I don't know. So we're doing a little remote thing here because we've all decided to like quarantine after we got mixed up with Ebola.
Well, that's what happens when you go to a very busy place to go Christmas shopping.
And oddly enough, that's something I don't think we ever really touch. You know, we talk about, you know, highly populated areas being more dangerous, but I don't think we've ever thought about it. The fact of you're more likely to get sick.
Well, and this one's no joke. This one, all my research indicates it's a norovirus, and that's nothing to play with.
No. So we're kind of doing everything a little bit remote here, which is why this sounds a little wonky. But we're at episode 99, y'all. Like, we've been doing this for 2 years.
It sounds weird when you say it out loud like that. How'd we get here?
Well, you know, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you find that Google Maps is not always as reliable as you thought. I don't know.
That's actually probably a valid answer.
So,
yeah, it's 99.
I know. And Merry Christmas. And just a little warning here. We're going to be off the air for the next couple of weeks. Take our 2 weeks off the end of the year. We'll be back January 9th will be our next.
I just thought about it. This is all going to air after Christmas, right?
No. It'll air before Christmas.
Oh, good. Because
A week.
I need to get my list in, you know, before Christmas happens.
Well.
You're so cute. You're so on the naughty list.
Yeah, no
joke. Your list is invalid.
I'm so naughty, I get what I want or people die.
Well. Yeah.
I didn't realize that level existed.
Because you've never been to my level.
Well, yeah.
Clearly.
So I don't know. I don't really have anything on my list other than I'm going to use the time to actually go out and practice. You know, we talk about training and stuff all the time, but we never really talk about get out and practice.
Well, I'm going to put my list in because, as I clearly stated, anything. If you could have anything, I have two things. I want a Dylan, and I want an AED.
Right. I am not buying you an AED. Absolutely not.
On the face of it, that's medical equipment, right?
It is. But that's not how she's going to use it. Well, I mean, she'll use it, but she'll utilize it to, you know, resuscitate people that she tortured too far.
Sir, you were saying that with a hint of fear in your voice.
Yeah. You know, this is the same woman that walked up into my office with a garden shovel and a pistol in both her hands and told me that we needed to talk.
Well, she is terrifying.
You got to do what you got to do.
Now, I had this past weekend, I think a moment that every man would appreciate. We were loading up. We were going to go shoot. And I open up the safe, and in the back corner of the safe, I see this rifle. I didn't recognize. So I grab this thing. I go walking in the house. Sweetheart, where did this gun come from?
Sad thing is I didn't know either.
And then we find out it was yours.
Right?
You have reached that point in your life, which is kind of impressive because I'm not there yet. But when people ask, when do you know maybe enough is enough? You don't recognize the stuff that's in your safe as yours?
Well, if I remember right, several years ago, I bought it at a pawn shop because it was going to be pulled apart and built into something else. And then those plans changed, and we used other things, and so that just sat in the deep, dark back of the safe. Nobody in this household is going to shoot that caliber.
No, so if anybody's interested in a 300 Weatherby Magnum, let us know. We're willing to wheel and deal on this one.
Interesting. Exactly. Interesting. So your argument about whenever he starts a new project, he has to go buy a new tool and then forgets the new tool exists is invalid.
Not really. This isn't a tool. These are parts.
I see.
It's not parts yet.
It's a functional gun right now.
It's a tool right now.
I have zero ammo for it.
It's not really my cup of tea.
I know some guys that shoot that thing, and it's not my thing either.
But yeah, hey, I know people love them. It's one of those Weatherby Vanguards, so and good rifle. It's just not for me.
Yeah, fair enough. It's one of those calibers that knocks the crap out of you.
That's what I'm saying. New Year's resolution, no shoulder surgeries next year.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I like that.
Hey, you know, that's why all my guns are heavy and suppressed.
Well, that's why your back's always out.
I need to get one of those carts that the shotgun guys use all the time.
The baby stroller that is adapted to a gun carrier?
Yes.
Then we'll have to get him the patch. Mama says I'm special.
Does that come with a helmet?
Yes. You don't
know. Because life's hard.
So, all right. So, anything you wanted for Christmas, what would be on your list?
A bottomless wallet. You know, one of those that you just open up and it has money in it?
That would be handy.
That would? I mean, you said anything, right?
Yeah, anything.
But the second thing, honestly, it's time. We always talk about taking time for you and doing things for yourself, and I never seem to get that. So, time. And I don't know who can give that to me, but I'd be interested.
You do what I say, not what I do, you know.
See, but that's not for me.
Well, and you talk about the time part of it. It's one of those things, and I don't even remember where I heard it, but it was, if it's important to you, you make the time.
Yeah. Yeah, lately I've been valuing not getting my ass chewed, so.
So, one nasty bit of business, though. We started out this week with a school shooting in Madison.
Oh, Lordy. Yep.
And last I've heard, three dead, including the shooter. They are not releasing any information about the shooter. But it sounds like we had seven wounded, three of which were life-threatening. But it sounded like, from what I understood, what I've heard today, I think all the wounded are going to pull through.
Well, I mean, that's good news. I'm horrified that this is how we have to find a way to express ourselves.
Right.
But, I mean, I'm happy to hear people are going to pull through. I'm terrified and saddened for the victims.
Yes, that's horrible. And then, of course...
But if we don't know anything about the shooter, I mean, so I don't mean to walk on you, but at this point, if we don't know much about the shooter, that indicates, what, a minority minor?
That's kind of my guess, because it doesn't fit the narrative.
Interesting.
But that's not to say that, you know, Biden's up there screaming at Congress that we have to do something about gun violence.
Yeah.
I can see the steam coming out of your ears from across town.
I'm so tired of the sky is falling rhetoric. Every time something tragically happens. And they don't do this with anything else.
No.
I mean, anything else.
No, and it really, I hate going into the holiday season like this because it just puts a shadow on everything.
Well, it totally does.
So
be interesting to watch the respective organizations out there that get involved on stuff like this from an information and legal standpoint, you know, NRA, GOA, where they're going to take the information share.
And I'm really going to be watching the NRA on this now being under new leadership. And I think they're getting a lot more engaged in some of these lawsuits and fighting back again. I think they kind of lost that.
They are. I've been in conversations, you know, as I make a run for the board, I've been talking to a lot of the current board members, just trying to get a feel of who's who and what's what, right? And I've been encouraged by what I've been hearing. Most of the folks that I've been talking to on the NRA board want to get back to the business of working on one issue and one issue alone and standing on principle, which would be a big breath of fresh air for the NRA membership.
That'd be huge.
Now, with you,
and so,
running,
yeah, I think you're right. They're getting back on board.
With you running for the board, for those listeners that are interested, where are they going to, if you are an NRA member, where are you going to find your ballot?
So in January, the NRA publications come out, and the ballots are tucked in there. I think it's like 146 is the page number.
Perfect. So when do these ballots have to be in by?
March. And it'll be clearly marked on the ballot itself. And all the information about the criteria for being a voting member and all of that will be in there.
Good.
But if you're receiving that magazine, the assumption is you're already a voting member.
Right. And I think what it is you have to be either at minimum like a 3-year member.
In good standing, yes.
Right. So,
which means you just have to be paid up, and life members are automatically in, and then they want above that, so endowment and patron and all that as well.
Sure. So, anybody got big plans for Christmas, New Year's?
Well, my Christmas is going to be all hands on deck. I got family coming, so I'll be drinking heavily and staying outside cooking something. But the New Year's, evidently, we're throwing a party.
Yeah, and
as the Deer Shooter does every New Year's.
Oh, yes, it is the Deer Shooter New Year's party. And, wow, we're getting a turnout this year. What were we up to?
I think we're up to 25 now.
Yeah, I mean, when we started doing this, we had like 10.
And I know 25 doesn't sound like a lot to y'all, but where we live, that is a lot.
Well, that's almost all your neighbors plus a few.
Well, and considering that we're 20 miles from town, that is a party that alcohol is consumed. So some people just choose to drink closer to home.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Well, and you come for the party, you come for the social, and you can drink afterwards. But a lot of folks that come, they stay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got people dragging campers over.
All right.
So, yeah. Welcome to the party, y'all.
No kidding. All right. Cool.
So what...
Well, I guess... Yeah.
Oh, no, go ahead. Nope, go ahead.
I was going to say, that covers Christmas, New Year's. As we head that direction, what's 25 looking for you? Where's Wildtack going in 25?
Wildtack's going... we got some new classes coming up. Now... long range and the carbine classes have become very, very popular. Doing probably more of those than anything else this year. That's gonna be a continuing trend next year. But we're adding some courses as we start partnering up with people like TSI, with Pivotal Defense, with Brave Lizard Tactical down in southern Utah. We're going to start doing some more skills-based courses. And what I mean by that is more the, not so much the shooting, but more the field craft and all of the other skill sets that go into making you a well-rounded shooter and being able to adapt those skills to just about any situation or a specific situation.
Interesting. So you're adding to the toolbox.
Yeah. We've got one course that's coming up that I'm seeing a lot of interest in. It's going to be, we're calling it Scout Reconnaissance. It's a 3-day small unit tactics course. That one's going to be kind of tricky because it's one of those courses that you have to have a fairly large class to make it work.
What's the prerequisites? Can anybody just jump in this thing?
Just jump in. Yeah, this is very basic stuff. But what it is, I developed this as a precursor to TSI has a 21-day course that's split into 3 sections called Recondo. And this is a little bit of a prerequisite for that. Now, it's not required to do TSI's course, but it gives you kind of the microcosm of what that is. So people that maybe are interested in it, they can get into my course for significantly less money and get a taste and see if it's something they even want to attempt.
Well, what's the time commitment on your course?
So ours is 3 days. So, I mean, it's doable. And that was the whole thing. You know, people can't get it. It's hard for people to get away for 3 7-day courses in any reasonable amount of time.
That's real hard for some folks.
It's tough. You got to be dedicated. But mine, you know, 3 days is not a huge commitment.
It's the pinky toe. So it's to make sure you're like, ooh, this was rough for 3 days. I don't know if I can do 7 or maybe. Hey, this was really cool, and they sign up for Recondo.
Right. And that's what we've kind of been developing between all of us that are working together is what courses that we can offer that are a teaser to someone else's course. We looked at this as like, you know, there's not a lot of us really in the industry that are doing a lot of these things at this level. So there's kind of a limited customer pool for us. So the more that we can push everybody around and kind of share in it a little bit, the better off we all are. Rather than try and compete and slit each other's throats all the time, we decided, you know what, let's combine efforts and work together.
Well, it sounds to me like while you'll take the beginners, it's not necessarily a beginner's course, but it's not a expert level course either.
No.
So you're kind of focusing on the middle ground.
Yeah, a little bit. This isn't the Navy SEAL Army Ranger level course, right? But it is an intro to get to that point.
Interesting.
The other course that we're doing, and I think this is going to end up becoming fairly popular, we're going to do a hunter prep course. And this is a 1 day. Granted, it's probably going to be a long day. This is probably going to be an 8 or 9 hour class. But it didn't make sense to break it up. So what students will do is they'll come in and we're going to spend probably 2-3 hours at the bench. We're going to dial in their rifle, dial in their ammunition, get them a dope chart. So they know, like they're no longer guessing, oh, I'm going to put the crosshairs 2 inches high. Now, we're not going to play that game. We're going to show them exactly how to use their equipment to make very precise shots and get them the tools so that they can do this consistently. After that, we're going to start working on things like field craft. We're going to talk about stalking. We're going to talk about tracking. We're going to do a medical portion because, hunting takes place in the backcountry, and emergency medical is usually a long ways away. So being able to take care of yourself, take care of your buddies, I think is an important skill when you go out there.
It is. And just curious, one of probably the things that I've seen folks struggle with more than anything else in a hunt is once you have that animal and you're trying to get it in the back of the vehicle.
Yeah.
unless you quarter it up and pack it out, it's not in bite-sized chunks, right?
No, not a lot of times, especially you start getting into the larger game animals. You know, antelope and deer are pretty manageable, but you start getting up into an elk-sized animal, I mean, you're talking about trying to pick up a horse.
Yeah, I think there's some tips and tricks you could use to load an animal that, you know, aren't going to get you hurt.
Absolutely. You know, especially when you're, you know, it's just you and your buddy. That's tough.
Yeah. I don't know if it's in your class or not, but, I mean, it's something that would be of interest to folks, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it's still in development. Right now, I think we have one class scheduled for the end of July. We're probably going to start doing, I expect we're going to do more of these mid to late summer as people are gearing up to start hunting.
All right. Interesting.
So what about Lucid? What do you have? What's 2025 going to bring?
2025 hopefully brings an economy back where people are spending money again.
Well, there's that.
People aren't afraid to, you know, go put themselves out there on a quality piece of kit. We've seen that in the past few years, and it's been kind of a struggle. And that's industry-wide. I can't say it's just me. But I'm looking forward to a new administration where the economy fears are settled out a little bit. I have a couple things in the pipeline that would be interesting to bring out. Most likely they're going to be kind of a mid-year launch for us because we're still kind of in that holding our breath point of view of trying to see how this is going to shake out.
Right. Well, that would make for a very interesting ballistic summit.
It'll make for a very interesting Ballistic Summit. Ballistic Summit may even get moved up a little earlier just due to scheduling at the Whittington Center. I really won't know any of that until we get into January. But, yeah, there will be other opportunities to work with and collaborate with folks in the industry. I've got some folks that, just like us, are looking to find a way to put our heads together and entice that customer to pull the trigger. So I think collaboration's on the works for Lucid Optics.
Good. And hopefully some more time out shooting because we went out Saturday and that was not a good day.
I can't say anything other than my dereliction of taking care of my own shooting skills. I didn't sit at the bench enough in the past couple of years, and it's a perishable skill.
Right.
So, I can't say I had a gun issue. I can't say I had an ammo issue. I think it was me. So, trigger time is the only thing that fixes that.
Well, yeah, and we were kind of discussing this a little bit the other day that when you get to a certain point, you just absolutely do not want to blame the gear. But when I got back and I started looking at things and I started thinking about things and I realized I can't remember the last time I really cleaned and did maintenance on my guns. And I'm wondering if my groups are opening up because they just flat need cleaned.
Well, it's entirely possible. But you're walking that line and blaming the gear.
I know, and I don't want to, but...
Well, it's his fault. He never cleans his crap.
Well, that's true. And we talk about that. We advocate until you start seeing, you know, issues you can't explain. When you know it's not you, it's time to clean your gear, right?
Right.
But right now you don't know it's not you.
I'm pretty sure it was me.
Yeah.
My gear could be needing cleaning too. I'd be honest, I haven't cleaned it in a long time either.
Well, it brings us to a point, though, and this is something that we harp on, especially here. You know, we always say, don't, you know, keep blaming the gun, right? Sometimes it is the gun. And I think that's something, and I've experienced this before, where it's like I kept blaming myself and kept blaming myself and kept blaming myself, and the problem continued way longer than it should have because I refused to actually look at the gear and put some blame there.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, and it makes it really hard to maintain accuracy when a complete land is missing from the rifle barrel.
Yeah.
It's pretty hard. So, no, because you complained about it, and I rolled my eyes, and I'm like, oh, it's Jason to me and Jason. And then I shot the gun, and, yow, it was bad.
Yeah.
And I knew at that point my skills had been polished off enough to where that wasn't me. So I ran a borescope down the thing, and I learned a lot real quick.
Yeah, and I remember that because I sat there and I fought with that thing for like 3 months going, what am I doing wrong? Because I'd put two in the same hole, and then I'd have one that was 6 inches off. And it's like,
yeah,
you know, even if I jerked it or did something, it wouldn't have been that bad.
Shouldn't have been that bad.
So
I have seen shooters miss that bad before.
Oh,
but you don't do that.
I don't. Not unless I do something incredibly stupid.
Well, it happens.
So,
but you know it when you've done it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So let's pay some bills real quick, and then we'll come back, and I got a question for you.
All right.
Beans, bullets, Band-Aids, and booze. While everyone forgets about the last one, 10th Mountain has you covered. With a range of whiskey, vodka, and cordials, you're sure to find just the right spirit for your next adventure. Just remember to flip up your nods before you take a sip. Now shipping orders to nearly every US state so you can get in on the awesomeness. Enter Deer Shooter at checkout for 15% off your order. 10th Mountain Whiskey and Spirits Company. Whiskey worth fighting for.
Okay, so here's my question. I was watching you on the range, and it seemed like you were having some ammo issues.
Yes. Yes, I was. I had 45-70 ammo that wasn't seated, and it was nothing more than just a little itsy-bitsy bit. I mean, we're talking a paper width too far, and it was catching on the front of the gate. And causing a lever gun, all kinds of problems.
Right. And another issue that we saw come up, and this is one of those, of course, you know, Deer Shooter, pay attention to this. We had our new shooter, Jaden. He was out there with us. He was sighting in an AR. But he was running 55-grain ball in a 1-8 twist.
He lied up a projectile, and he was never going to get a group out of it.
Right. Too slow of a twist. So
yeah, I saw a shotgun group better than that.
So how'd he get this ammo? Did he purchase it?
Well, I think it was born out of he didn't know what he didn't know. He didn't realize that the lighter bullets require a faster twist to stabilize.
And how many people know their twist rate?
That's a good question. It's something that you got to pay attention to, especially if you're looking to build something that with any kind of reasonable precision.
Yeah, your bullet and your twist rate need to be in the same harmonics, if you will. And the looser the twist rate, the lighter the bullets you can have.
Right.
The tighter the twist rate, the heavier bullet you can throw. We pioneered that when we did the Valkyrie work with Shaw Barrels.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
Everybody was running a 7.5-8 twist on a 90-grain projectile, and it didn't work. And we had Shaw cut 5 separate barrels in half twist rates, and it turned out that 6.5 twist was the magic.
Right.
Those things turned into single-hole machines.
Right. And accurate at distance, too. I mean, I had one come to a long-range class, and it was 1,300 yards all day.
And you're spinning up a 90-grain projectile that's .224 caliber. So that's a long, skinny bullet.
Right. I was, that was one of those things. I kind of had to eat my words a little bit of things that I've said about the Valkyrie.
Sure.
But that's what goes into the development of things like this. And I don't know. I don't know how many hours we spent reloading, trying to figure out the load when at the end of the day, it ended up being the twist rate.
Right. And that with the right twist rate, it seems to like any of your load charges with the 90s.
Right.
So why weren't these tested more before release? Because by the time we were doing tests, they were already on the market.
Well, when the Valkyrie came out, Brandy asked, why did it have an issue? Because it had already been on the market.
Right.
The Valkyrie had been out for a year and a half at that point, and a customer of Shaw's was producing rifles, and then they had the crawfish on their accuracy guarantee that was company wide. And they guaranteed half minute accuracy, and they couldn't get it with the Valkyrie. And so they threw their hands in the air and said that the Valkyrie was a problem. Well, Matt calls me and says, "You're one of the better shooters I know that is methodical enough. Can you help me out here?" And we started looking at it and had him make several different barrels in twist rates that tightened up progressively, and discovered that the 90 grain projectile needed a 6.5 twist to be accurate. On a 6 twist, it built too much pressure and made it starting to push the bounds of safety.
Gotcha.
So what happened was, is when Federal released this cartridge, they were trying to hit a milestone like SHOT Show and drop it, and it was just not ready yet. The industry hadn't caught up. The things that they were trying to do out of an AR platform with a long, heavy bullet like that hadn't been done yet. And so it hadn't been thoroughly vetted enough for accuracy.
Right.
It was safe, but it didn't have its claim to fame, right?
Sure.
And then we have Hornady come out with the 6-arc. Similar concept as far as cartridge goes. And it had its pedigree and its testing done. And so the industry was ready for this, and it came out, and it's an accurate son of a gun right out of the gate.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we had two out this weekend, and both of them are just tack drivers. Mm-hmm. Now, I found out that I can't shoot, number one, if there's no wind, and number two, I have to, like, stand on my head and shoot upside down left-handed to hit anything.
That you did hit steel after you did the contortionist thing.
I did. I
didn't know if we were tryouts for Cirque du Soleil or what, because I wasn't going to do that shit.
Oh God. I did it on a whim. I couldn't hit, you know, minute of earth sitting at the bench. So I thought, well, I'll recreate this wild shot that I took over the summer. And sure enough, 400 yards on a 4-inch diamond. All right.
I still don't quite understand it. I'm sure if you do it enough in my presence, I'll analyze it, but you're just weird.
He has to make things complicated, always.
Yes, I'm learning.
Well, you know, that's part of it. You take the road less traveled kind of thing.
But we say all the time, you know, find out what works for you. And you are going to be one hell of a thing to watch at shooting matches now, because you're going to walk up there and start doing complex yoga.
Until he can't get up anymore.
This don't
He's
do yoga.
That'll be funny if you have to help him out of a position.
Set up a lawn chair and I'm like upside down.
Maybe I've shot and I can't get up.
Maybe the baby stroller isn't a bad idea for his gun, because then we set him in it too.
Load up the wagon.
But hey,
at that
he's
point.
Making hits, so leave him alone.
Now you have had to say that.
I have, yes.
And it was on a diamond stage.
Oh my God.
So
that was so funny. You were starting to clean the stage, and then the RO on the stage started yelling at you, like, slow down, like there was some rule that you weren't observing. And I was like, hey man, he's making hits. You can leave him the hell alone. And he looked at me funny like, yeah, that was dumb.
I heard the conversation going on behind me, and I'm like, man, whatever. I'm just going to keep going, because I was in a rhythm.
Well, I mean, if you'd been missing, I'd have been yelling at you to slow down too, but you weren't.
Right. Well, you get the stage and you just go.
And you went. You might have set the record for the fastest stage cleared all day.
Well, my hands hadn't frozen yet, because it was, God, wind chill was like 20 below. It sucked.
Yeah, that was Laramie. Laramie's never nice.
It is. There's one particular Wednesday in July, it's nice.
But they don't shoot on that day.
We're picnicking.
Yeah.
Don't want the ham sandwich to fly.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Because we've been through there. Yeah, it was this spring we went through there, and there was just tractor trailers, you know, blown over everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, it looked like, you know, carnage from the Wizard of Oz.
Jeez. Yeah, that was that rough ride home that time.
And here, yeah, I had the bright idea. Well, we'll take I-80 because then we can drive into the wind. That didn't really go so well.
Well, no, you got to dodge the trucks that are napping.
Yeah. Yeah. So, word to the wise, if you drive through Wyoming in the winter, avoid 80.
Yeah, so when a semi-tractor truck trailer decides to take a nap, they just lay over in the middle of the road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no passing.
Well, lay over in the middle of the road at 65 miles an hour, it's more than just laying down. They kind of have, you know, stealing bases going.
Well, but in a human, that'd be like chronic narcolepsy, which is a prohibitor for a CDL, no matter which way you look at it.
Chronic narcolepsy. I'm stealing that. So we've got a few things that we're going to be starting up also in 2025. WyoTac and Lucid both were going to be starting Rumble channels.
Yes.
Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes. As long as the information I've been giving is true.
We had to hire that younger kid to get all the new apps going.
Oh, my God. Oh, my
God. He's better at it than I am.
Well, and I'm excited to be on a platform that's not going to censor me.
That's the whole reason I'm looking at it.
I know this week Deer Shooter had to take a photo down of a go bag.
Well, you know, you showed part of a rifle.
Yeah, but not really.
Well, the unrecommended little checkbox thing, I've just stopped even trying to figure out why. It doesn't seem to have any rhyme or reason whatsoever, other than I don't have enough followers to be big enough to be left alone, maybe?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Or you just make it happy. So twice with Deer Shooter on the Instagram platform, I was told to remove things. The first time I didn't remove it because I didn't see it before I already posted. It was Jason on the tractor with our infant granddaughter at the time. And since I posted a baby, my account all of a sudden was okay, even though the other post was still there. And then this time, they were mad at my reel I brought down and that photo. So I took the photo down and never took the reel down, but they're happy now. So
it didn't make any sense. The weirdos that are stuck in a room with this is the censorship. I don't even think they have a list of what's prohibited and what's not. I just think they go, I don't like that, and they hit the go button.
They're offended.
Well, anytime I think I'm going to post now something that might be questionable, the flags, the next day post will automatically be like the Deer Shooter mascot. We'll put Diesel up because everybody likes puppies, and then we'll be fine.
Well, in theory, let me know how that works because I'm interested.
You'll get a Lucid Optics mascot to put in between questionable posts.
Right.
Well, I've got my house is full, so I'm going to have to store one at your house.
No.
But I am excited for what's coming, especially with, you know, and I know some of the stuff that you're talking about doing. I can tell you that WyoTac's going to be putting out some content that is going to be very non-YouTube friendly. You know, they would probably ban us for what we're going to do, but it's going to be a lot of the kind of the more high speed stuff, but it's very how to get there.
And I think you should show the stuff, because it's your credentials. They're evaluating who you are to take a class with you, right?
Right.
Don't give the education farm away. I mean, don't throw your curriculum up there, but not unless you're behind a paywall. But at the end of the day, people are looking around for instructors, and they want to know who you are.
Right, right. And that's exactly it. It's, you know, look, this is what we do.
Right.
You know, showing, like, what we're doing and why, especially, I think is really important to people because – there's a lot of instructors out there that are just they throw up a PowerPoint and they teach to a curriculum, and we're doing this at 10 o'clock, ready or not, here we go. And that's just not what people are looking for.
In an ideal world, you've got to have some resemblance of a schedule. But if nobody's, I just say, if most folks are ready, but there's always a couple of stragglers that aren't quite there yet, mm-hmm. you can't leave those folks behind.
No.
Well, and you might.
If they get behind far enough, you can invite them to come back. But.
Well, you might creep into the other side. Say your class comes in and it's rolling faster than you thought. So now you got to go, okay, so we're by the end of the day going to bump into curriculum B because they're just rolling.
And you can do that with caution, though, because you don't want to give another paying student for curriculum B the education on the first installment of payment.
No, but he has plan A, B, and C always that doesn't really put you in the next curriculum.
Well, and when we develop this stuff, there is always enough material that for a one-day class, I've got 2 to 3 days worth of material that I can pull out and use it in that exact instance. If I've got a real super switched on class, I have more stuff that we can do that doesn't bleed into the next class. Because the next class, it might be a 2 day, but I've got 5 days worth of material. And that's just the way we develop it.
That makes a lot of sense.
And a lot of that is because that allows us to pick and choose based on the class that we've got. And I think you got to be able to do that.
I would agree with that.
And if you get too far behind, you usually get stuck with me, and ain't nobody like that.
No.
Get her a defibrillator. They won't fall behind.
Defibrillator or a hot rod?
No, the hot rod would be malicious.
They always talk about the first thing you do, gain attention.
Oh, you'll get it. Speaking of from somebody who's been hit by a hot rod before, you'll get it.
Oh, yeah. It sounds like the mascot is telling us it's time to go.
Uh-oh. All right.
So, Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. We will be back in 2 weeks. For a whole new year.
And we'll have a new intro as we do every January.
Oh, we'll have a new
intro. Can't wait to hear that.
Yeah, we'll be working on that. I think we've got a couple new sponsors lined up for next year. And I think next year is going to be pretty exciting. I think we have a lot to look forward to. And I'm excited to watch the journey of Jaden and see how things go.
Yeah, and I've got ideas about that when you talk about offline.
Sounds like a plan. So until next year, you guys keep blaming your gun.